Well, it's Saturday the 28th of June, you know. It's 9:10 a.m. And another blistering start to the day. Not a single tiniest morsel of a cloud anywhere. And if that follows on from yesterday, which followed on from the day before, with 3 days in a row, yesterday was incredibly oppressive heat. I don't know what it was in shelter spots like this on the coast by the sea. Be a lot cooler, but here and in any shelter spaces or places, it was, to be perfectly honest with you, it was quite oppressive. We had a meal last night. Well, I'll run through the day maybe. Now this morning anyway, yes, this is our last day. This is the last day before we go home. We go home this evening, we fly home at 9:45 p.m. leaving Alicante Airport. We're landing at Edinburgh Airport at 11:55 p.m. But with our difference, I'm guessing that that'll be 10:55 p.m. when we land in Edinburgh Airport, UK time. So we won't be doing much today. Just dodging about the market zone this morning, etc, etc. And we'll go and do that, get our last bacon baguettes washed down with a cup of Amstel beers. That'll all stop when we go home. But anyway, yesterday, so we... Friday, my goodness me, trying to remember what happened on Friday. Ah yeah, Friday, as I said, it was so hot from the get-go. Incredibly hot and not a cloud in the sky, so we decided we'd be joint to Dolores, which is not far away, just a few miles away, inland. We came across Dolores by accident a week ago, or a week past on Friday, when we were looking for fuel, to be honest. We found this wee place called Dolores. It's not so wee, actually, as we found out. It seems to be the case with most of the places around here. You think they're wee, and then you actually find out they've got quite a big population. But anyway, we found Dolores, so and it had a wonderful street market, and apparently it was every Friday, so we took the girls out there to give them their last, I say their last market day, it's not really, because they're going to go and do the local market here at the top of the hill, or the other side of the hill anyway. So we went out there, spent some time, came back, kind of lazed about for a good wee while in the villa, staying out of the sun. The terrace was out, far too damn hot up there. So we kind of chilled out with all the doors open and the aircon. The aircon's been on in all the rooms since we landed here, but the past two or three days it's been really needed. It's just been so hot. And we did that. We had planned to go out for a meal, so I'm trying to remember what we did in the afternoon. Honestly, can't remember. Not at this particular moment in time, I can't remember. We didn't really do a lot, but we did do something else, which must have been quite menial. Oh yeah, we went back up to town and took a walk around about the shops. Not that there's much there, and had a look for some things that had been mentioned by people we had come across. I thought, well, we'll go and see those. All kind of wee local features, nothing particular of an interest really, but just to kill time. And then we got dressed and went up to the Hogshead up in the town, which do wonderful meals apparently. We'd never had a meal in it, but we had snacks and things, but the meals always look good. So last night we went up, and rather than mess things up, we all just went for the big, I think it's about a 12-ounce or 16-ounce, it's maybe not as big as a gammon steak, with fries and salad and pineapple, the usual stuff. But when the guy brought the plates, the gammon steaks, about the size of a little piglet, they were absolutely massive. But absolutely gorgeous in the same respect. What a wonderful, wonderful meal it was. I was hardly a morsel left, or stuffed after it. But then what did we do? I made a suggestion. Anyone fancy a sweet? No, can't eat a sweet. Too full? Okay, tell you what. Let's go back to the villa and jump in the car and we'll go to Santa Paula, just up the road, where there's a Mickey D's, a McDonald's, and we'll all get a McFlurry or a plain ice cream for me. So that's what we did. And to be honest with you, it was better to do that, because just walking about or sitting about was far too hot. At least when you're driving the car, you've got the aircon on full blast and the windows open, and that cooling breeze, if you can call it that, blustering throughout the car. So it made that few miles absolutely thoroughly enjoyable to cool off. So we had our ice creams in Mickey D's in the shade and then drove back. And we were actually in bed, but watched the tennis for a bit. And then we were in bed by 9:30. And I've had so much problems with restless legs recently. So many problems that I prayed to God extra specially hard last night to give me some relief, you know, to take away that torment at least for one night. And you know what? 9:30, out like a light. First woke up at 4:30 for a pee. Yes, 7 hours of solid sleep. Unbelievable. And after that, I kind of slept on and off, but I wasn't bothered. I didn't care one hoot. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for that peaceful night. And I actually feel a lot sharper this morning. Sharp as a blunt pencil, probably. But, so that's what we did. So this morning, as I said, up in this absolutely clear sky this morning again, that sun comes over that hill and just bang, it just hits you. Because we sit out front, there's a veranda, covered veranda, and we sit there having our breakfast at the table. And the sun was just piercing, even at that point. We were all moving our chairs just to catch the shade. So it's going to be another oppressively hot day. I don't know what temperature it got up to yesterday, but it was incredibly hot. Far too hot. Even my brother-in-law, who does love the sun, even he said it was just too damn hot yesterday. But that's Spain. That's well, at least this region is Spain. And the real holiday season will start this weekend. July and August high season. And little doggies, I've only got to hear a voice, even from a distance, and the wee buggers yelp. I'm not into it. It's not their fault. Of course it's not their fault, it's owners. I know that. But anyway, it seemed to intrude in virtually every piece of audio I've put up this past fortnight. Can't believe I've actually been recording audio right through every morning. But it's been good to come up here, away from the villa, and round into the shaded spot below the bees, which are, by the way, are still buzzing away up there in that palm tree. It's incredible. There's a wee car here this morning, it wasn't there before. Can you hear those bees? There's gazillions of them. Anyway, I'm standing in the shade, but I'm looking up, lifting my head up to look over the big high, lovely wall of the high edge of the pool that's here for this area of the urbanisation. I'm looking at the palm trees and the coconut umbrella straw things that protect you from the sun. You can just see the tops of those. And it's nice to stand in the shade at this time of the morning and see sunshine all around again. People will be getting excited all over the world because they're coming here today or someplace in Spain today. And I'll tell you what, they're going to come right into the height of the weather. Apparently, it's going to go to 40 degrees over the weekend. I'm glad, we are both glad we're going home. Mary said to me last night as we went to bed, we've got one sleep left and then we'll be going home. And we'll be glad to get home. It may sound daft, but yeah, holidays on a holiday if you're leaving home. And anyway, we've only got 2 weeks after this and we're way down on ourselves, just ourselves, to a full week away down in Barnston in East Riding of Yorkshire again. So that'll be a real chill out for us. Maybe a chill out weather-wise as well. Back to UK weather. I don't know. I don't really care, to be honest with you. We couldn't possibly go on in this weather. Last night proved it. The day before was very, very warm. last night eating a meal, even in full shade and undercover at the restaurant. You know, it was just so hot eating a meal. And you're driving about in the car just to get cooled down. So, no, we're really glad to be going home. And I'm not sad in any way whatsoever. We've had a great holiday, we've had a great time, we've seen lots of places. I met lots of lovely people, more than I've ever mentioned. Just a friendly atmosphere. Oh, we were in a pub last night. No, yesterday afternoon, that's what we did yesterday afternoon. Sorry to take you back a wee bit in time. But we bumped into a couple on the beach the other day there. I spoke to them, they were Geordies. That's from Newcastle. And they told us they lived up in the urbanisation, but over the top side, and their favourite pub they went to was the Angel, named after the Angel of the North, Newcastle, or some part of Newcastle. And so we decided we'd drive around and try and find it, and we eventually found it. And it was a lovely place, all done out with all kinds of memorabilia from football and rugby, not just to do with Newcastle, but with so many people. And it was a lovely wee bar, really friendly, so we had a cold drink there. And a wee blether to some of the folks. And the first two people that were sitting there were the two people we had met on the beach the previous day. Unbelievable coincidence. Anyway, so that's that was another wee thing. As I said, we've met some lovely people. Oh, so damn friendly. End of the holiday, yeah. Well, we've got almost a full day to kill time. So a market this morning, the smaller market here in the urbanisation. And then, who knows, we've got enough fuel to go for a couple of wee short jaunts before taking the car back about 6:30, 7 o'clock this evening, and returning it with an empty tank if we can, because well, just the way they work things, so we need to run the fuel off so we don't get hit with charges. So that's it. Last day, my last morning thoughts here from La Marina Urbanisation in the Alicante province of the Costa Blanca of Spain, of Europe, of the world. What a gorgeous morning, but it's getting too warm for us Scots. Damn hot.